ladies and gentlemen. My thesis for many years is that virtually every theory and method in our public schools is a lie. The two biggest, baddest, highly destructive examples are sight words for learning to read and constructivism for learning academic content. If you like fancy, pretentious BS, you have now reached the motherlode. Both of these confections are beautifully toxic by design. Something like the Venus flytrap or the COVID virus if it was man-made. Constructivism is an elaborate and indeed audacious theory about how children learn or should learn. Specifically, everything important happens in the child's mind. The child creates new knowledge. That is the essential claim of constructivism and what these pretenders claim is happening when a child learns anything. I confess that I puzzled over these three words, create new knowledge, for many hours, wondering what was so special about them. Let's say a student learns that 2 plus 3 equals 5. What is new about this knowledge? In what sense has the child created it? Here is another way of looking at this mysterious theory. The professors start by claiming that real learning must be guided by the student, and anything not initiated by the student doesn't count. Nothing. They reach this conclusion that if anybody else tells you something, this doesn't count. So we are told that direct instruction of any kind is illegitimate. You have to figure out the same thing for yourself. Then it's real education, authentic education. Where all this goes is so startling that most people don't realize it first. All traditional classroom instruction is forbidden because, according to the theory, it doesn't work. The education establishment condenses this conclusion to the truisms that children need guides at their side, not sages on stages. I have watched a video where a 30-year-old teacher, obviously talented and successful, in the classroom apologized for the years when she had tried to be a sage on a stage. She now knew that this was all wrong and she must reform herself. It was Stalinist. She apologized for her errors and promised to commit herself to a future where she would be a guide at their side, but never a sage. Frankly, if I go to a lecture, all I want on that stage is a sage. Now, here's what I mainly want to communicate from this whole discussion. Conservatives of any stripes have to understand they cannot improve the school system or have any effect on it at all unless they deal with the near bulletproof sophistry at the center of each theory and method. The professors of education are like the proverbial cad promising anything and everything in order to complete the seduction. The cad is basically saying at every turn, the check is in the mail, I love you in the morning, and everything like that. So the cad never lets up. The lies never stop. Now, people who get to the top of education established seem to be typically professors with a PhD in education. Sophistry is something they instinctively understand and know how to manipulate. Now, here is a way of looking at this word that's going to make a lot of sense to most of everybody. Sophistry is nothing but arguing to win, as lawyers are trained to do. Sophistry is nothing but turning all aspects of life into a sales pitch, one after the other, as you navigate and negotiate your way through any resistance. But you see, in both cases, the user of the sophistry is engaging in willful deception. Okay, finally I was able to reduce constructivism to its centralist absurdity. Constructivism dictates that teachers can no longer teach. Isn't that shocking? Constructivists want to claim that theirs is a higher form of teaching when it is in fact the nullification of teaching, the death of teaching. I think if I had the patience, I could put together a list of 50 or even 100 sophistries now rampant in our school system. Frankly, that's exhausting to think about, but just trust me, they're there, they're everywhere, like bats hanging in a dark cave. Constructivism, when you stand back away from the little arguments and look at the final effect, is the deconstruction of teaching itself. So it's a very pretty object, conceptually speaking, if you like paradox. What the professors call real teaching, genuine teaching, authentic teaching, leads to no teaching at all. Summing up, now you understand why children in middle school and high school know so little. They are victims of constructivism. Thank you. Overview. Let's Fix Education explores 7 of my favorite themes. First, this podcast is a meditation on what I call the K-12 crime scene. So many destructive ideas. Understanding them is the key to fixing them. 2, by doing that, we will have better schools at less cost. 3, nothing much changes decade to decade. The big questions of the 1930s were the big questions of the 1960s and the 1990s. Any subject we discuss can easily intersect with any other subject. Most people instinctively want traditional education. But the education establishment fills classrooms with progressive gimmicks. The result is that we have a standoff, and that's why you run into the same ideas over and over. 4, the big brains in education keep telling students, don't bother memorizing this or that. You can look it up later. B.B. King, the great guitarist, is much smarter. He said, the beautiful thing about learning is nobody can take it away from you. 5, Lenin's ghost wanders through our school system. The hard left thinks big. If they have to kill millions of people to build their perfect society, that's okay. Same goes for dumbing down millions of students. Totalitarians want power. They will do anything to get it. 6, if we are going to survive, we have to take each child to his or her limit. As it is, we are creating millions of sub-educated students, from K right through college. 7, analyzing education, especially dysfunctional education, is a lot more intellectually interesting than most people suppose. You'll enjoy this. Finally, P.S., my book, Saving K-12, runs parallel to everything discussed on this podcast. I also have an education site, improve-education.org, with 70 articles that complement everything discussed here. And I have hundreds of articles on the internet. Enter a topic in Google with my full name, Bruce Dietrich Price, and let Google make suggestions. Thank you for visiting.